You're listening to SBS News.
They rise slowly and silently from the dry brown scrub. Their faces concealed by camouflage paint, handfuls of grass and foliage stuffed into hat bands, and their rifles tracking. But for these Indigenous soldiers from 51st Battalion, Far North Queensland Regiment, the skills they're practicing, moving silently, staying hidden, tracking, and hunting in some of the most remote parts of Australia, have been passed down from their grandfathers, fathers, and uncles.
Yeah, I learned it from my father and from the grandfathers and so on. Uncles learned how to be in the bush and just a bit of hunting skills is pretty similar to this. We hunt and just learn to be sneaky, you know?
21-year-old Private Damara Dirao from Hopevale in Far North Queensland's Cape York Peninsula is one of the 51st Battalion's newest recruits. He has a lifetime's worth of experience hunting, fishing and living off the land.
Yeah, it's pretty similar to what we do. Being in the army, we are on country all the time and learning to ration and save what we need to save in order to keep alive and healthy at bush.
These are the sorts of skills the Australian Army is seeking as it recruits for 51st Battalion, which is tasked with maintaining the Far North's border security and patrolling about 650,000 square kilometres of sparsely populated and remote terrain. These soldiers, part of the Army's highly specialised regional force surveillance units, are on the front lines, stopping people and drug smugglers, illegal fishing, and remaining vigilant in case of foreign incursion. Almost 40% of 51st Battalion are Indigenous soldiers. These patrolmen are the eyes and ears of the North, and most live in remote communities in the Gulf of Carpentaria, the islands of the Torres Strait, and north of Cairns.
Home, yeah. They probably look at me real different. See me how I used to be back then. Look at me now as a changed man.
Private Calvin Greenwell grew up living off the land south of Cooktown. He was taught how to hunt and fish and other traditional bush skills by his elders. Private Greenwell and his companions have just completed the patrolman's course in Townsville. It's a grueling, intense training cycle that sees them in the bush, training with the F-88 Ausstire assault rifle, carrying out mock attacks and patrols in preparation for returning to their communities and beginning work. But with an area of operations that reaches all the way to the Australian border with Papua New Guinea, the Australian Army needs diggers with a specific set of skills. 51st Battalion's commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Mick O'Sullivan, says that means actively recruiting Indigenous men and women who can blend traditional bushcraft and local knowledge with modern technology, surveillance equipment, radios and weapons.
There's also a massive advantage when there are soldiers who have lived on country for their entire lives, where they know and understand how to survive, how to win water, which foods and plants can be eaten out on country, how to do traditional hunting and fishing. There's some real advantage sort of tactically to be able to have soldiers do that.
The Australian Army includes about 1,400 Indigenous personnel, of which 193 are posted to the 51st Battalion. Many of these would-be soldiers would be turned away from Army recruiting centres because of a lack of education, a criminal record, issues with drugs or alcohol, or even a lack of identification. But as part of the federal government's Closing the Gap strategy, Colonel O'Sullivan has the capacity to waive these issues if he sees the makings of a good soldier and a commitment to change in someone.
And I think that's the thing that keeps them coming back. They haven't, from a whole bunch of these communities, haven't had the same opportunities as everyone else in Australia has had. There's absolutely no secret about that. The government has the Closing the Gap strategy that we are absolutely tied into. And the thing that keeps them coming back, I think, is absolutely that pride. It's absolutely about being able to contribute to protecting their country, because whilst we're trying to provide all these opportunities, we're doing it for a real live job. We're doing it for a real issue, to protect the borders, to protect the country. And I really do believe that individual soldiers are really motivated to come back and keep on defending their country.
30-year-old Private Edmund Laser is a veteran of the 51st from Bardu Island in the Torres Strait. He's been in uniform for 9 years and has taken part in several missions protecting our borders.
Grandfather, he was in the World War II, and my old brother is a sergeant, same company I work with, Thursday Island, 51.
Yeah.
Charlie Company. Yeah, he got me off the couch, into the recruitment office, signed a couple of forms, and here I am 9 years later, yeah. We're pretty connected to the land where I come from. In the army, we contribute a lot with cultural skills. For instance, survival tactics, we contribute a lot. So if you're living on the land, we show them land-based survival skills, living on the water, on the mangroves, yeah.
For Private Laser, securing the border region is doubly important. It's his home. Lieutenant Colonel O'Sullivan, who took over the 51st Battalion last year, says he believes offering training and discipline to Indigenous recruits has a knock-on effect in their communities.
The one thing that unifies everyone is the one suit. So part of being part of one mob, wearing one suit, is when you make a decision as a person to come and join the 51st Battalion, you're making the decision to come and play by our rules. And by playing by the Army's rules. The real unifying thing is really the one mob, one suit, and that is the thing that can break through all the different cultures, all the different experiences.
Tyron Butson, SBS News.